Gemara says in Moikotin here in Chavdal and Manalov, it says that after Nadav and Avihu were killed, the Gemara says in Chavdal and Manalov, Taklifa Baravimi Amar Shmuel, Avo Shlo Parav Lo Shlo Pir and Chayv Misa. Shinemar Ashechem Al Tifro, Vigdechem Lo Tifromu, Lo Tamusu. The Gomer, since it was a time of Simcha for the Mishkan, so the halach is, since it was a time of Mishkan, since it was a time of Simcha for Hakamas and Mishkan, so the Eibishter told Aaron and Elazar v'Yisomer he didn't want them to do regular Avelis, and he wanted them to cut their hair. Don't let your hair grow long, and don't tear your garments. Don't rent your garments. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Ha'akar shalol pirim shalol pirim chayv misa. The blatant diuk is a regular oval. A regular oval that doesn't do kriya or let his hair grow long is chayv misa. So the pashas in the Gemara, you think chayv misa is a very serious din that the chiyuv kriya is min atayra. So Taisus says immediately right here on the spot, and the Ramban also, and the Rambam, the Beis Yosef points out too as well that the chiyuv is only the Rabbanon, and the pasuk is just an asmacha. Okay. However, the Ramban and the Torah Sodom and the Rosh, right here, they both quote. You have the Marva Koymus, Daniel. Oh, they're on the forget about it. They're at the table.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll bring them tomorrow. Don't worry about it. The Rosh says the Ramban and the Torah Sodom quote a Ravi. They claim not that way. That the Chiyuv Kriya is in fact Minatora, like the Pashas in the Gemara. But the Ramban writes that, you know, we have a statement in Brachas called Over a Dibre Chachamim Chayiv Misa. Anyone who's over the Dibre Chachamim is Chayiv Misa. And just because it says Chayiv Misa doesn't mean to say that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So we have a fundamental Machlokes in Rishonim as to whether the Chiyuv Kriya is Minatora Midrabanan. We Paskin Ladina, the Shach points out here in Sifkat and Beis, here in Shulchan Aruch, that it's the Rabbanan. So we don't assume like the Ravi, we assume like the Taisus, like the Ramban, like the Rambam, that the Chiv is the Rabbanan, and the Pasuk is an Asmachta. That's what we assume. Rov Rishonim, Rov Achronim, that's what the Shach writes here in Sifkat and Beis, here in Shin Mem. Says the Lashon of the Shach, let's just get to it. We'll mention it briefly. He says, "Chayv lekro mid rabbanu asmucha akro." Okay, fine. So that's the halacha we have of whether the institution derives the rabbanu. Now, what about the zman kriya? Let's get to that right away. When is the zman kriya? We mentioned it briefly then to Shir yesterday. But if you notice that the Beis Yosef here quotes the smak that says that the zman kriya is actually yistom pnei ames bekever. That's what he quotes the smak. And it's interesting, I want to just note that the Rebbe Avadya in Amud Samach Aleph in the Yalkut Yosef, Siv Dalid, says that the minig of Sephardim is to do Kriya after the Levaya, believe it or not, at the Sudas Havra. And we'll get to the details, but that's what he writes. And the Gesher Achayim in Amud Nun Vav writes that the minig of Ashkenazim is to do kriya before we take the mace from the bias to the levaya, and we'll get to the details of halacha lamaisa about what is the sovzman kriya. But let's just mention that if you know about the misa, the mechaber writes in Sif Yud Ches, if you know about the misa, you have until shiva yomim. Says in Sif Yud Ches here. In Shin Mem Sif Yud Ches, that you have until Shiva. If you knew about it, you didn't do Kriya. If you didn't know about the Misa, then you have until Shloshim Yom. And then the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Ches, by Ovav Imo, Yekorev Aholich Le'olam. There is no time frame. So, what this brings us to, I want to get to, is the notion of the Gemara here in Moikoton, that Kriya requires Shaschimu. Okay? The din of Kriya requires Shaschimu. Okay? What does that mean? Shaschimu means times of emotion and, you know, you're upset. So, what does that exactly mean? Alpi din. Okay? So, there's a stira between two Gemaras. The Gemara has in Moikot Nan Chav Dalad Amar Aleph has a line. It says Kol Kera Sheni B'Shas Chimum is not considered to be a Kera. And that same Daf of Chav Dalad Amar Aleph says any Kera that is not a Shas Chimum is not a Kera. The Gemara says in the middle of Chav Dalad Amar Aleph the name is Shmuel. Tosfos here though asks Akasha, and he says that the Gemara implies, it's not just implies, but the Gemara says Beferish on Chafam at Beis, it says Mishain lo cholak likroav and his daman lo batok shiva korea, lacher shiva ain't a korea. So the Gemara says that there's a difference between aviv imo, which is korea v'holech, and the other hamisha matim mitzvah, which you have up until shiva. So this Gemara, which we just pointed out from the Shulchan Aruch, seems to imply that in fact you could do a kriya that's not shas chimu, because obviously you didn't do it right away, and it was after the death. And it seems to be, Taisus says, it's a stira between the two Gemaras. Here on Chav Dalad Amar Aleph, it requires Shas Chimum, where here is on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, it says you could do the Kriya later, which is Shlo B'Shas Chimum. So that's Taisus Kasha. He asks a stira right here in Tosus Dibra Masl Chol Keret. So he gives three terutzim to that Kasha. And it comes out a fundamental machlokes in these terutzim, at least the first two against the third. The first terutz of Taisus says, is that the kriya was done b'shas chimum, and you did the kriya b'shas chimum, but there's a din nosaf that if you get another shirt, b'toch shiva, you also have to be korea that as well. Whereas halacha l'maisa, if you don't lamaisa do kriya b'shas chimum, then it's too late already. Meaning Taisus in the first teretz holds that you did do the kriya b'shas chimum, and that's the sugya on Chav Dalad. And Daf Chav says that in fact you did the kriya b'shas chimum, but you happen to get another shirt b'shas what b'shas shiva, so you do the kriya. But you see clear according to the first teretz that you cannot do kriya after shas chimum. If you did the kriya of shas chimum, there is a halacha of doing another din nosaf of kriya. But if you hadn't done the kriya originally shas chimum, it's going to be likuvim. That comes out according to the first teretz of Taisus. Second teretz of Taisus is that lichachila you have to do kriya b'shas chimum. But if you didn't have a shirt to do kriya b'shas chimum, then you can do it afterwards when you get a shirt. But it's also important to emphasize, according to this teretz, that only someone who didn't have the ability to do kriya b'shas chimum, who's an anus, can do kriya afterwards. But if you had the ability and somehow you were lazy or somehow you forgot, it's also according to the second teretz of Taisus, al pidin, that if you don't do the kriya b'shas chimum, you shuv ena korea, you can't do kriya again. That's also according to the second teretz. However, Taisus then quotes a third teretz, where Taisus says not that way. Where Taisus wants to say that the din of kriya is not limited davka to shas chimum or shas misa. It should be shas chimum, that's the hargasha. But the truth of the matter is that it can be done later, even after zman rav, after the misa. The chamim or koveya by a regular person at shiva, lemaisa, that's shas chimum. But the bottom line is according to Taisus, is that this is not an objective din. So basically what we want to bring out here is that according to the first two teretz of Taisus, the din of shas chimum is an objective din. Whereas according to the third teretz of Taisus, it is subjective, chachamim or koveya, up until shiva. But it turns out to be really a fundamental machlokes between the two dayas in Taisus and the third daya, whether you assume it's an objective din, it's not talui in the person, or do you assume that what shas chimum is talui subjectively on the person? So it could be, says the Sefer Yesodei Halacha, a beautiful vort. He wanted to point out that these two approaches might be the machlokes between the Bach and the Taz. The Shach and Simon Shin Sadi Vav Sifkot Nalef quotes, if someone was, God forbid, sick, and he physically couldn't do the kriya, toch shiva, and then he got healthier, so the Shah quotes in the name of the Bach, he could do the kriya after shiva. Whether he was mentally clear, whether his das was slula, or whether his das lamaisa was not slula. Even if it was just a physical prevention from him doing kriya, The bottom line is the Shach quotes the name of Bach. After Shiva, he can do the Kriya. But the Taz there in Simin Shin Sadi Vav Sivka Nalath writes that only by a Chola, whose Das was not Slula, meaning he didn't have the mental capacity, didn't know what was going on, that there was a death, only that person, that type of Chola, can do Kriya after Shiva and gets better. Because when he finds out after Shiva that his loved one died, that's Shaschimum for him. Because he didn't know about the Mis at all. But if he was well mentally, but he just physically couldn't do it during Shiva, and afterwards he got healthier after Shiva, he can no longer do Kriya because it already passed Shaschimu. So it could be this Machloikis, the Bach and the Taz might be taller on these days in Taisvis. Meaning according to the Bach Shita is, it's not, it's an objective shear. So the Chachamim allowed him to do Kriya, Shalo B'Shaschimum, because he couldn't do it, whether in it, both physically and mentally he wasn't there. And therefore, even if someone is mentally there, but he physically couldn't do it, he could do Kriya after Shiva. So Halakha L'Maisa, it's considered to be an objective shear, and the Chachamim gave him a break here, because he mentally or physically couldn't do it. Halakha L'Maisa. So it could be that one could be Mechalek, whether between Mishalo Ailo Choluk Vinizdamelo, someone who got a shirt during Shiva, he can be Korea Tok Shiva, because Mitzaratzmo, he could have done the Kriya, he just didn't have a shirt. So Chum only gave him Shiva 7 days. But if someone was couldn't do the Kriya because he was sick, then Allah Maisa, the shir was suspended, and he could do the Kriya after Shiva, Kishachosu Liburi, when he becomes healthier. So that's the Shita of the Bach. The Bach says Choshev Achshev Kishaschimu, meaning after the Shiva, it's considered to be Shaschimu. But what it means is, we could say Pshat in the Bach is that's Dafka when his Das is not Slula. Now it's Shaschimu because he didn't know about the Mis at all. But theoretically, Halacha L'Maisa, in principle, the Shaschimu was Nechshev to be Zman Misa or the Shmuel Rishona that he was aware of it. But the Shitas of the Taz is not the way. The Shita of the Taz is that Shaschimu is totally in the Adam. And if he had mental capacity, even though physically he couldn't do it, he's done. And therefore, after Shiva, he can no longer tear Kriya al Pi Din. So maybe you could suggest that this machlokes is Bach Taz, is totally how you magder exactly Shaschimen. Is it an objective shear or is it a subjective shear? Totally, the first 2 days in Taisa say it's objective. The third day in Taisa says it's what? Says it's subjective. And Lahalacha, as I said, there's a machlokes. Let's get to the details of the bracha. Again, we said the smak says you can do until stimus goylo, halacha l'maisa. But it comes out of machlokes the Gesher Achayim and the minik Ashkenazim, minik Sfardim. The Gesher Achayim, as we said, halacha l'maisa, you can do kriya until 3 days after the kfura with a bracha, ad shiva without a bracha. And according to the Yalkut Yosef, you only can say the bracha biyom akfura. Now, I want to point this out. What does this mean, bracha? The bracha of Dayana Emes is not a birkas mitzvah on the Kriya. It is the minute just is to do the bracha before the Kriya. So whenever I say bracha, it's not a birkas mitzvah, because you could say Dayana Emes even if you didn't do Kriya. But that's the minute, we always do the bracha by the Kriya. So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, that we have this minute of Ashkenazim, to do it when we do the Kriya, when we take the mace out of the house to the Levi, and the minhag of the Sfardim is to do it by the Suda Savra, which is a tremendous one, tremendous chiddush. So we should just point out, halacha l'maisa, we're going to see, B'ezras Hashem, we either do it, it's a Shama, or we said yesterday you do it at the Levaya, or, you know, why don't we do it as soon as you hear? I think the minhag is because people don't know how to do it properly. So you want to do it with a Rav. And that's why we wait to do it at the Levaya. But the truth of the matter is, someone who's a Baki in it, and I gave you, if you look in the Mechaber, in Sif Aleph, he writes, if you look in the Mechaber, Lamaisa, the Lashon of the Ramah, is that you can be doing it till steam. It's the Lashon of the Ramah, the very end, L'chachil Sarach L'kro, Kodim Sheyistam Pnei Ames. The Ramah quotes the Smak. So I gave you in the Tshuva Sitz Eliezer, he points out that l'chachila, you should do it before Stimus Ames. And what the Ramah's coming to say is that's the l'chachila. L'chachila really should do it after Yitzias Neshama. But the bottom line is make sure you get it done before Stimus Ames. In other words, it's not like you should lechachila do it at the Leviah like we do. You really should do it earlier, at Shasas Yidisham, or when you heard about it. Why do we do it later? The minhag developed because people don't know how to do it. So that's what the Sitz Eliezer says, and that's what Rav Avadya writes in the Abi Omer, Chelek Beis Simen Chav Gimel. He says, Sfaradim should also, Al Pidin, even though the Yaakov Yosef said they do it at Sudas Avra, he says they should do it earlier as well. So that's the minhag olam. Everyone should do it earlier. Ideally, is if you have Shasas Yidisham, or you do it when you're here. But as I said, the minhag developed as we do it at the Levaya. We had two minhagim, either before you start the whole Seder of the Levaya, or you do it at the end. Okay, so that's the mahalach I wanted to say right here. Yes, Daniel, real quick. Yeah.
So that means the bracha does not need to be said over
the yasim. The minhag is to do it over las yasim, but I want to bring out to you, it's not a birkas hamitzvah. Okay.
So if
you
someone were to not do it over las yasim,
still fine. Let's say you said or the bracha was before and it's not associated. Just the minhag is we do with the bracha at the kriya. Like we saw yesterday that, you know, the tzedek adin, when you get to dynamis, that's when you do the korea. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the minhag develops, but it's not a birkas hamitzvah, okay? It's not a birkas hamitzvah.
So why bedafka do we do it at the kriya?
Because we want to make sure the rav, make sure they do it properly. Make sure they say the bracha, make sure that they, but the rav should ask, did they say the bracha yet? So they shouldn't repeat the bracha, okay? Yeah, Moshe.
If someone's parents pass away, is he even able to tear upon hearing it? Because publicly, according to one of the
shitas? Well, we'll see. No, as long as Shas Shmuel, that's not makiv. That's not considered to be makiv. He could cure then, he would be yitzah. Okay? That later on we'll get to is when, you know, he's going to do it later. Okay, halach lamaisa. Okay, fine. So that's legabe din d'yoraisa, din d'rabanan, and legabe when we should do it. Okay, let's get to now. You have the Mar Makarmis there? Yeah. Let's get to now about Ma'umun. Okay? We have them all downstairs. You bring them up, okay? Okay. So says the Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Chof Dalad and Mebeis. On Daf Chof and Mebeis. The Gemara says there's a story. The Gemara says that Amemar's grandson passed away, and he tore kriya. Why did he tear kriya? Because there was a minig that for secondary relatives to misabel on them and to tear kriya on them as well. So he tore a kriya on the secondary, on his grandson. And then when his son came, he tore a kriya again. To be with him, to show him, you know, that he's with him. And then the Gemara says he remembered that he did it be yeshiva. So then he got up and he tore a kriya for a third time. So the Gemara says, how do we know you have to do that? Gemara says, we learn out from Eve. Then the Gemara asks Akasha from Chalitza. And the Gemara says that there's a difference, Lamaisa, because there it doesn't say Yamo Vayomer. Here it says Vayakum Vayikru. And then the Gemara gives a marker from, the Gemara slugs up that marker and says maybe Eve did better, did a Chumrah. And then ultimately the Gemara's marker is from Vayakum Amalek, Vayikra is Begadah from David Amalek. And the Gemara says that maybe he did extra. And the Gemara says, no, he didn't do extra. The Gemara says that that's the marker. So we see that there's a requirement to do Amidah, to have Amidah when you do Kriya. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Misha meis lo meis v'umei ameisim, sharoi l'sabolem chav likro alo, v'sarach sheyikr me'umud, v'imkara miyushav lo yotza, v'sarach lachzor v'likro. So here we have a machlekes in Rishonim whether Amidah is ma'akev when you do Kriya. Okay? The Torah quotes the Ravid in the Rif that says, v'di'evid, halach l'maisa, you're considered to be Yatza. The truth is, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ravid. The Ravid had two terutzim. And later on in the piece, the Beis Yosef says, you know, it's not so poshut at all, Lamaisa, that they hold that it's a good b'di'evit, both the Rif and the Ravid. When it's presented in the tour that the Ravid and the Rif say b'di'evit or Yotza. But the Beis Yosef questions it at the end of the piece. He says, both of them who says that's the case. First of all, the Rif never quotes he's mashed with the whole din of a Neymar, but how do you know that the Rif Lamaisa holds at the B'di'evit or Yotze? And number two, he says the Ravid held has two terutzim. How do you know the Ravid held like the first? How do you know the Ravid held like that terutz at B'di'evit or Yotze? So, but the bottom line is you should know that the Tur does quote the Ravid and the Rif that B'di'evit or Yotze. Beit Yosef questions whether they really hold like that, but the Rosh and the Rambam, Halach Lamaisa and the Ritz Geis say B'di'evit. You are not Yotze. So, halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber writes that it is likuva. Amida, and if you did it with Amida, it would be Ma'akiv. And that's what the Shach writes, Halacha L'maaseh, here in Sifkat Nalef, that if you did it, be yeshiva, it would be Ma'akiv, you have to do it again. Okay. And also that's the way they Gesher HaChaim and Ravadi, we all assume like that Ladina. Now I want to just point out, you know, we don't go crazy about tearing clothes because, you know, it's an Isra of Bal Tashchis. You know, the Rush writes, anything that you waste is an Isra of Bal Tashchis. Throw out food, it's an Isra of the Yoraisa. The Rambam writes, only when you cut down a fruit tree is an Isra of Bal Tashchis. If you throw out food, it's only an Isra of the Rabbanan. So we're not so, the Pesachei Tshuva points this out, that we're not so, you know, we have to be cognizant of Bal Tashchis. You know, we don't stomp on a rip any clothes, halacha l'maisa, but this we would have to do again, on that baguette to make sure that what your yotze, halacha l'maisa. You know, there's a Pesachei Tshuva in Ibn Ezra by Tanoim. He doesn't like breaking the plate. Okay, our minig is to, but he says maybe it's Bal Tashchis. Shouldn't do it. But okay, that's our minig is to do it. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Ellie.
How far do you need to push people or encourage people who have trouble standing or elderly, things like that?
Uh-huh. In other words, I think it's a mock if someone can't stand. It's not a mock if someone can't stand. You should do it. We'd do it, be yeshiva. But you should try. You try the best you can. Yeah, it's only when a person has the ability to. Yeah, go ahead.
You need a new shirt. You can use the same shirt.
You could use the same shirt. Just do a different kriya. Yeah, push up shy. You could do a different kriya. Okay, very good. So that's Sif Aleph. Let's continue now. We go to the let's go to the Makom HaKriya at Sif Beis. Makom HaKriya b'chol Makom Beis HaSavra Lefonav. Avim Kar La'Acher Avim Shuli HaBeged Omin HaTzadim is Lo Yatsa. Okay, so here this is the Gemara on Daf Chavav Amid Beis in Moy Cotton. The Gemara says that you have to do from the top, from the collar, Lefonav, if you tear Lachorov, or the bottom of the beggar, it's Stodom, you're not Yotzim. So the Rama writes, V'yeshomim sh'yotzim korei b'shuli ha'beged, v'chinog l'hak l'kro b'shuli ha'beged, k'shekor n'al shar meisim sh'en misabla malam. We're going to see that the Rama does away with that anyway, but on meisim that we're not misabla, like the secondary relatives, you're going to do kriya on those, on the side and the bottom, that's fine. Aval meisim sh'en kro misabla malam, en yotzim v'kriya zu, sark l'kro b'shasavra v'chinogu. But meisim that there's a real din of avelis, you're not yotze with the side or the bottom. You got to do it based on sover nechein noagu, and that's what the Gemara says here. Halach l'maisa v'paskal the Tanakama the brisa chavavim at base. The Gemara says here in Moy Cotton we paskal the Tanakama the brisa. They need savar lifnim, and therefore l'maisa we have to what the only kula we have is on people that we're not really doing kriyan halach l'maisa. Okay, now. I want to just get to, if you look at Sif Yud Gimel, take a look at Sif Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, "Akol ameisim yesh likra b'fnim shelo b'fnei adam, fikach yesh lo l'hachnis yado b'fnim v'korea b'tzine, aval aviv imo ena korea l'chutz b'fnei kol adam." So on all the meisim, you do b'fnim shelo b'fnei adam, therefore you put your hand inside, your korea b'tzine, but aviv imo, your Korea Mimchutz with Nekol Ladin. So what is this based on? So this is a Gemara Moikot and Chav Beis and Mibbeis, where the Gemara I gave you here, and you have to see that whole blot there if you can. You hold it, saw that whole blot there in Chav Beis and Mibbeis. The Gemara says, I'll call a Mason Kulon. The Gemara says, on Chav Beis and Mibbeis here, says, whether you do it Bifnim or whether you do it Bechutz. Okay? So the Gemara says, "Amar b'chia barab, amar miyachan akol mitzvah kulim b'fnim al av vimo kari b'chutz." So what does this mean? So there's a machlokes and we've shown him what exactly this means. What is b'fnim b'chutz? So the parish on the Gemara, which we said was not Rashi, says b'fnim is b'chutzer and b'chutz is b'fnei a'am. So Rashi says that b'fnim is not Rashi. Whatever the parish says, it's inside, and b'chutz means outside in front of people. However, the Torah quotes the Ritz Gaius that argues. And the Torah says that b'fnim is you put your hand inside your shirt and you do the actual ma'aseh kriya with your hand not being exposed. And b'chutz means you kore the shirt karagil from the outside. So the Rambam in Perichas Halacha Beis and the Vos Avol quotes both shittas. He writes, kore b'fnim shlo b'fnei adam, l'fikach yeshlo l'hachnis yad b'fnim v'kore b'tzinit. And the Beis Yosef points out that the Ram is quoting both the shittas of the Perish and the Gemara and the Ritz Gaius. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes here, Al Pidin and Sif Yud Gimel. He quotes both these shittas that we just read. That your Korea b'fnim shalom b'fnei kol adam on the five mesim. and Yekorei Bitzin about Avivimo, Yekorei Mimchutz with Nei Kol Adam. If you can, if you're there, you shots to see Shoshama, so you don't have a choice, right? But if you're not going to do a shots to Shoshama, then Avivimo, you do this. You do it outside, in your hand outside, and the other Mason, you do inside, and Shalom Bifnei Adam. So that's in Sif Yud Gimel. So that's on the Makom Kriya. Now, it's interesting that if you look in the Shach here in Sif Yud Ches, on Sif Yud Gimel rather, if you look in the Shach here in Sifkot Yud Ches, and the Taz in Sifkot and Vav, it's interesting that they quote a Marashal. The Marashal writes, and this we write, and I think if we'll see how far we get today and tomorrow, but we'll collect all the differences between Avivimo and the Shar Krovin. But they quote a Marashal that says the minig is that Avivimo you rip on the left side, which is what we do, and on Shar Krov you rip on the right side. And the Shach here quotes B'Shem Nabach, that's all mitzad minig. Mikaradin, whichever you do on Avivimo, you do on Shar Krov. It's the same thing. But the minig developed that an Avivimo is B'Smol, and on Shar Krov is B'Yomin. Now, B'Dievin, the Gesher Chaim writes, you're definitely Yotze. If you did Avivimo on the right, and if you did Shar Krov on the left, everything's good, B'Dievin. But that's how the minig developed. You know, to concretize perhaps your close relationship with your parents, and to highlight the, that the left side is the lave, and that's special for the parents. So when you're the Rav and helping them do Kriya, you got to have in mind, you know, what it's being done for, because you should plan it out, just like a Seder Kedushin. You're planning it out in your mind beforehand, because a lot of times you might have you might have a son, you might have a sister, you might have a brother, and you got to be cognizant of that, because again, you want to make sure the Kriya is done properly. So you have to have in mind who you're going to do and how you're going to do it right, Alpi Din. Okay, so that's regarding which direction we do. Okay. Yeah.
What is the definition of Beis Tzavar? Where is it on the shirt?
The collar. The collar. Yeah, the collar.
Because many times people like tear over here.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about it. We get to it. Okay? All right. So that's regarding Beis Hashem. That's regarding the Makom Kriya. Okay. Let's get to now the Gemara about the Shir Kriya. Okay? The Shir Kriya that we have, the Gemara says in Chaf Bezim and Aleph, Chaf Bezim and Bez rather, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, it says, Gemara quotes, Ka'kol amesim kulun korea tefach al avivimo achi yagal asli ba'am rebebo my krov yechazik dovid bebegodav yekarim en achizah pokus mitefach. So, the din is, halach lamaisa, and this is what we assume, is that by Shar Krovim, your korea tefach, which is 8 centimeters, okay, which is considered to be 8 centimeters, but by aviv imo, you have to do achiyagalas libo. You have to do achiyagalas libo. That's the din. So it says in Sif Gimel in the Mechaber, he says shir kriya tefach. The shir kriya is a tefach. That's by Shar Krovin, okay. And then he says in Sif Tes. He says, if you take a look at Sif Tes, he says, by the parents, it's Achimigalis Libo. Okay? The Shir, and he mentions Achimigalis Libo in Sif Tes. So that's the difference between, so what that means basically is that by Shar Krovin, you're going to go vertically on the right side. So you go vertically, we'll talk about with Daniel, we get up to that point about is from the collar or not. So you can do the whole thing vertically by Shar Krovin. Okay? But when it comes to parents, you want to be megalas libo, so you have to do a little bit of a horizontal, because you can't just do a, you want to be able to, the din is you're going to tear down so you're megalas alev, but you'll probably have to do a little bit of horizontal in order to be able to rip it open, so you'll be able to be achi megalas alev. So that's the sheer difference you have between a shar krovim, and Aviv Imo. Now it's interesting, the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, he says, if your Korea al Meis Ubal Lahosif Bosa Kriya al Meis Acher, if it's after Shiva, you could just add on a Kol Shehu. But if it's Betok Shiva, and God forbid you had another relative that died, you need a significant Kriya on its own independently, so you're going to need a Tefach for that new relative that died. But Aviv Imo, even after Shiva, obviously you need a new Kriya completely, and that's what he says in Sif Gimel. You have to be Korea Achi Egalis Libo. So even after Shiva, Halacha Lamaitz, which we said with Saki Bekoshu, it's not going to help you buy a parent, because the parent was the new relative that died, so you have to do Kriya, Achi, Agala, slave. So you see from this, from Gimel and Tess, that the shear is different by Sharkroven and the parents. Yes, Yoni.
When you're Mosif Tefach,
yes.
It's Pesach Shabbat, right?
Yes.
Do you start from the collar again, or do you keep going down further?
You could go down further.
Just go down another Tefach?
That's correct.
Also, when you rip horizontally for a parent,
yeah.
You still start from the collar?
Yeah, we're going to get to where you start from. Okay, only we'll wait before we get to that sif. Okay, you should start from the top. Yes, when I didn't have to do it horizontally. Just you're going to practically have to if you want a megalas kol alev.
Right.
It's going to end up tearing a horizontal. Yes, Zach.
In sif you give a Rebbe mentioned about doing a mitzvah. So if someone is doing, if you're doing kriya for someone else, so say the rab is doing kriya for someone who lost shakrovim, are you supposed to go under their shirt and tear from the inside?
Right, so that's hard to do. Do we actually do that? Practically, do we do that by the shark roving? Do we machlis yada b'fnim akarei b'tzinin? We don't, because usually you do it in public in front of people anyway by the shark roving. So I don't know why we don't do that din. Maybe because, you know, everyone's together, so it'd be harder to do. But practically, it's a good horror. We don't actually do that by shark roving. Like if someone lost a sister or, God forbid, a child or a spouse. I don't know why we don't do that. I guess if theoretically, if we could, we would do it. Maybe you should. Maybe you should do it before you do that. Before you start the Seder, you do those. But it's a little strange to divide up the family. But okay, let me think about it. It's a good question. Let me look into that. Okay, good. So let's continue now. Okay. Weiter. Okay. Now, these next seifim I want to do, because we really shouldn't skip, we have a lot to do, but basically the Ramah does away with all the dinim. Because all the secondary relatives and all Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbanim, usually we don't tear Kriya at all on, but let's just get the din that we should know it, and as I said, practically we don't do it. Maybe for the Gadol Hador, when Ramayshu was Nifter, people tore Kriya because he was the Gadol Hador or the Rav. I think Rav Reichman Shlita tore Kriya when the Rav died. But generally, the Ramah writes, we don't do any of these for secondary relatives. We don't do it for Talmidei Chachamim. But let's just know the din. Halacha l'maaseh, okay? There is one din that we'll discuss if you're by someone that's nifter. Do you tear kriya if he wasn't a relative? Okay? The Gemara says on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph here, in Moed Katan, it says the following. It says, in the Braisa, quotes of Shimon Bar Yochai, and it says, Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer Alameis Bishas Yitzias Neshama Chayev Likroa, Lamaze Dom LeSefer Torah Shenisrof SheChayev Likroa. So if someone's around when someone dies, God forbid, you have to tear Kriya. So what type of person are we talking about? So this is a Machlek Yishonim. The Torah quotes the Rabbi Yona says someone who's not a Rasha and is not Chasha to do Averis. That's what Rabbi Yona holds, and the Marami Rutenberg writes that you can tear kriya on someone that does an aveira once in a while, as long as he's not does it both in kavua, and he's not a rosh lahachas. But a mumer lavodah zara, we won't tear kriya, and someone does lahachas, we won't tear kriya. So in siv dalid, in siv hey, we have the mechaber says kishem, just like we're korea on a secondary relative, halacha lamaisa that we would do aveilas on. Let's say in-laws also as well. He says we would also do. Says the Mechaber. So the Ramah says vein nogin achshav kank moshi yisbar lekaman simin shinai and dal linin avelus. So the Mechaber has this notion of avelus and secondary relatives, kriya and secondary relatives on in-laws. And the Ramah says we don't have it. And then in sif hey, he says what we just said from the Gemara. Ha'omi b'shas yisiz yishama shel ish o shel isha miyisro chayv likroa. Vafilim nafamim masa aveiru l'teyavon o shemeniach lasos mitzvah b'shul toreach. So it says Beferish, the Mechaber Paschas like the Marami Rutenberg. It does could be even someone that does Averis once in a while. And the Ramah says, Agav al Rogelasos Avera, but if he does it both a Kavua or his Lahachasnik, then Ein Misablon Alav, Mordechai in the end of Moikad, Mikolshkin Amumr Lavodazara, we wouldn't do. Vyeshon Mishamumr Lat Shenerak Bideov the Chavim Misablon Alav. But if the Mumr was killed by Goyim, then there is Avelis, and then you would tear Kriya. Cotton, Shehem Removival Emo is mamish like a Tina Chenishba. He was taken with his parents. Davi Ka'onis is Onis Rachmona Pacha, Tinach and Nishpal, like we said. And therefore, what? If he dies, you tear Kriya as well and do Avelis. Then he says, V'yeshom Ein Misablim, Nechen Iker. And we follow what the Ramah says here in that Halacha L'maisa, we don't do the Avelis at all for these secondary relatives or tear Kriya. Halacha L'maisa. Now, what do we do if you're a doctor or a nurse and unfortunately you might be around a lot of times when people pass away? So Rabbi Avadia writes, and also the Geshur HaChaim is in Amud Dunhei, he writes that we're makel and one would not tear kriya even if you're around b'shas yesis shoma. Because you know what? People are going to end up ripping all their shirts. People end up ripping all their shirts. They're going to stop wanting to be around when someone dies. So therefore, it's going to defeat the purpose of caring for people. And therefore, lahalacha, he writes, not that way. That one should be makel and not do it. But the truth of the matter is, if you're not a doctor or nurse, and you are around, God forbid, when a friend would pass away, the pastis, I think, would be that maybe you would tear kriya, unless you're like a doctor or nurse that has that situation. But even if you didn't tear kriya, there's what to be makel, halacha l'maisa. Because maybe you're, maybe we want to just encourage everyone to be able to visit when someone's deathly ill. But seems from the Gemara you would, and b'shas netzias yishom. But that's what Rabbi Avadia and the Geshur HaChaim both write. Okay. Now what about halacha l'maisa on a person that is, the next sif is an Adam Kosher. Okay. This is not during Yishas Netzias Yishom. It's time. A person is a good fellow who passed away. What do we tear kriya? So the Mechaber writes in Siv Vav, Al Adam Kosher Shein HaChosher Al Shum Aveira, the law Shum Bitl Mitzvah is a good person, Losani Shomane, and people don't hate him. Even though he's not a gadol b'torah, he's a regular, he's a good baal boss. Even if you weren't there in Shas Tzis Shama, but he's a good person, you should tear kriya. That Talmanei Chachamim p'turim mikriya. Zu. So, interesting. The Mechaber writes this Adam Kosher. Now, what is considered to be an Adam? What is considered to be this Hagdara? We said Halacha l'maisa, that he's not chashan on the bittul mitzvah or a kiyum aveira, and people don't hate him. So the Shach adds on, also interesting, he has to be a gomel chesed too. The Shach points out he should be gomel chesed, and Sifkat and Yad Aleph, he points out he should be a gomel chesed, such a person. Okay? So what does this mean that Talmidei Chacham Rapturim from this Kriya? The Shach here argues on this. And Sifkat and Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says that they're potter. From a Gemara, the story about Kinach Nashad or Safra, the Gemara says that they didn't learn by him, and they said they shouldn't have to do Kriya, but the Gemara responded back that they had to tear Kriya. Where was the daf of that story, the story of Kinach Nashad or Safra? Gemara has this story here. And they didn't want to do Kriya because they didn't learn by him. And then they said back to him, yeah, they learned by him. So the Shach writes, no, Talmidei Chacham are chayiv in this Kriya. So the Piskei Tshuva points out here on the bottom, in Sifkat and Zayin, that that from the Rosh and the Ravid, it's nearer that they're Mechuyavim. So what in fact did the Mechaber mean? Must mean that it's talking about someone that was a Baal boss, and it's not Bekovedik that a Talmid Chacham should tear Kriya for a Baal boss. It's kind of like the Din of Zaken and Melefik photo. It's not Bekovedik if a Talmid Chacham picks up a certain Aveda and he's going to return, it'll be a Bezayan to him. So in the same Din. That's just interesting to note. It's a Machlech, the Ram and the Rosh, can a Talmid Chacham be Machmer on the Din of Zaken and Melefik photo? That's a whole shtickle Torah about how you view Midas, the Din of Midas Chasidis. To do some Lefnim Yishur is a Din. Does it plug into the mitzvah, or is it a general din? So machleik is the Rosh and the Rama, machleik is mechaber omah, by zaken and kvodo, Talmid Chacham is potter from returning it, can he be machmer on himself? So if you say it's a din prati, the great Gaon Rav Bakshi Daron has all shtickle Torah, if you say it's a din prati, then it's plugged in the mitzvah, then he's doing a mitzvah, Shavas Aveda. So of course he can do it. But if you say it's a general din to be a nice guy, lifnim Mishur is a din, but you're being mavaz of the Torah, so you have no right to do it. So he has a whole shtickle Torah. How do you view Midas Lefnim Mishur Zedin? Is it Din Klali or Din Prati? So I was just thinking along those lines. If you want to say that the pshat the mechaber is that a tamachom is part from kriya because it's a bala boss, so if it's midin zaklin ekvado, maybe it's totally in that ram rush. If you wanted to be machmer to do kriya, would that be proper or not? That would be totally on that din. Can you be machmer zaklin lefi kvado? But that's an interesting machloikus here that the shach points out. I don't remember where the story. I saw it this morning. Did anyone remember kinach nafshid of safra? What daf it was? Okay, we'll have to find a blean editor for tomorrow. Okay, very good. Says the Ramah again. He does away with this din. Hagav yeshomim and sevav din chayv likrol adam kosher and can omer alav b'shas etiz yeshama v'chayv lifkos l'sabal alav. We don't do this. We only do it. And that's what I'm saying. The Ramah says you do it if it's shas etiz yeshama. But you have that Rebbe Avadi in the Gesher Chaim. I think that svar applies by doctors, nurses. Does it apply by anyone? I'm not so sure. If you're there b'shas etiz yeshama, maybe you would tear kriya. So the Ramah again does away with this din, unless you're there b'shas etiz yeshama. Okay.
Since you're chayv
What'd you say?
What does that mean, though, that you're chayv?
Yeah, it doesn't mean to sit shiv. It means to feel bad about it. You know what I'm saying? You should feel bad about it. Yes, Yoni.
Whenever you have a chayv of kriya, do you also say the bracha, bracha dynamis? In all these cases, like you watch, no, you don't.
In other words, that's a good question. Will you say, the only time you say, that's a good question. You know, he's asking, if you're buying Adam Kosher, besides the Shiva Shem, would you say, Dynamis Hashem Hashem? No. You only say Dynamis Hashem Hashem by the Shiva Krovim. Okay? It's a good kasha. Okay.
Is Tvarim knowing like this all? Like
I don't think so, Zach. I don't think so. Unless maybe it's like a gutter outdoor, I think, you know. I don't think so. Okay. Let's continue now in Siv Zayin. Al Chacham v'al Talmud Chacham Shishon Lano Sodavar Alacha B'chol Makom V'omrim Lav Korelav Afil Achar Kvura B'yom Shmua Imu Tok Shloshim V'korelav B'shas Espedo Lo Korav B'yom Shmua K'for Avriz Man Espedo V'lo Korav Shuvein HaKoreh. So the Mechaber writes on at Chacham and at Talmud Chacham that you ask him anything B'chol Makom. So what does this mean? It's interesting, the Beis Yosef writes, even Meseches Kala, he knows even Meseches Kala, which is one of the Mesechtes Ketanis. So you do Kriya, Achim Megalas Libo, like a parent, for Nogu Tamachom Chomakal Kroa Zelza Tefach. Our meaning is to do only a Tefach, Afa B'Shem Shovim, Enechaneh Malamin Eschaveron. So this is interesting, the Beis Yosef and the Tur quarter, Machlegs Rishonim on this, what exactly are we talking about? What kind of Talmud Chacham? So, there's a machloikis here, the Russian, the Remeir Merutenberg is Rebbe. Remeir Merutenberg says, only if you know his shiurim, that he was Mechadish. Yodea Mishmuosov. And the Rosh argues and says, even if you don't know his Chidushim, you know he's a Talmud Chacham Gadol. So the Beis Yosef was Nokeid like the Rosh, Ladinin. And he says, even if you don't know his drashas, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Siv Zayin, even if you don't know his drashas, you know he's a Talmud Chacham, he's no Yodea Halacha B'chol Makom, so therefore we paskin, says the Mechaber, like the Shitas HaRosh. Comes along the Ramah, Hagav Yeshom, and says, no, we hold like the Remeir Murtenberg. Yeshom Shein Korin, Al Chacham Lankin Hu Rabo, O Shiyodim Mishmulosav, Shechive Yishtein Hu Rabo, Chena Nogu L'Hakum Benin HaSeilim. So here the Ramah already gives a little bit of an inkling, like you understand why people tore Kriya maybe by Reb Moshe, by the Rav Zatzal, even though the Ramah did away with it by Shar Krovim and by Adam Kosher, but maybe by a Gadol Lamaisa, you could hear such a concept, especially if it was your Rebbe, or like the Gadol Ador that becomes kind of like your is the Rebbe of everybody. So that's the Machlokes, the Mechaber Ramah, and the Shach here writes Ladina like the Ramah. The Shach says we should hold like the Ramah. In Sifkot and Ted Zion, Sifkot and Yud Zion. And as we said, the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. Do you do a Tefach? Do you do Achigalas Libo? The first day it was Achigalas Libo, and he said the minig is to do only a Tefach. Okay. So this leads us to really Sifches, practically. Al Rabo, what is Rabo? That you learn Rov Chachmas Mimena, which is the definition of a Rabo Muavak, whether it's Chumash, whether it's Mishnah, whether it's Gemara. So the din is your Korea called Bogadov, like he's appearing Achim Megal Libo. That's the first day. The Yesh Omrim says not that way. The Tur quoted the Ramban and the Taurus Adam. And also the Rosh out like this, Yeshom Shina Koreal a Tefach. No, you only do a Tefach. Veinu Ma'acha Liolam. However, Lamais, you never sew it up like a parent. And even a Shmuel Rechoka, many, it's been months since he's Nifter, you just heard about it, your Korea. A lovely Olam. So that's by a Rabo Muvak. But let's say it's not Rabo Muvak. He's a regular Rebbe, Shino Muvak. He's like other Mason, they're Mesaba Olam. And he says, even if you learn one thing from Ben Kut and Ben Gadol, you're Korea love. So that's the Machaber Shita. And the Ramah says, no. Agav Yeshom the Kerish Arabo Enu Muvak, Nami Enu Mesacha. He says, Yeshom in Lamaisa, that the Kerish Arabo Shino Muvak, you're not Mesacha. And Tamanachum, they're Yoshim Biachad, and they're Chabura together, they learn together. So it's a machlokas, whether that's Rabbo Shina Muvak or Rabbo Muvak. And then the Ramah ends up by saying, V'yeshomrim, Shein Srichon Nikroi El Arabo Shalom the Rov Chachmasel. But people that learn together, B'chavrusa, or Rebbe Shein Muvak, it's a Chumra Ba'alma, wherever the minig is, the minig is, wherever the minig is, not, not. We don't paskin, we don't tell people to do it. And therefore, he says, at the end of the day, we're makel on all of this. And we don't tear Kriya at all. But Lamaisa, it's interesting that the Ramah does at least give a little bit, if it's a Rabo Muvak, Lamaisa, maybe there is a notion to do Kriya. And the Shach says in Sifkat Yitzayin Kayom, Halach Lamaisa, we don't do this at all. And because people don't know Kola Torah Kuli, basically says. That's what he basically says. And they don't know Kol HaTorah Kula, right? He says, Kvar Kasav Aguda Bir Kavrach L'Dayit Abam Neinu Ein Tam Nacham Da Eni Odi Afilu Mesechas Kal. So, according to the Shach Lamais, we wouldn't do this. And the Gesher HaChaim writes that only Rabba Muvak would you do. The bottom line is that the Lechem Mishnah quotes a Ma'arik on the Rambam that nowadays we have no Rabba Muvak. Our Sfarim, our Rebbeim, that's they, when you hear the phrase Rabba Muvak, Tam Muvak, it's just a compliment. Al Pidin, we really don't have Rabba Muvak. So,
who said that? Sorry.
That's what the Lechem Mishnah quotes a Ma'arik, that we don't have Rabba Muvak nowadays. So that would translate in Hilchos Kriya that we wouldn't do this unless it's like I said for the Gadol Ador, like for the Ramosh Zatzal, the Rav Zatzal. So there were some that tore Kriya, but even the Ramah only allows it by Rabba Muvak. But that we're chiseling down, even that the Shach and the Gesher HaChaim says that won't apply Bisman Hazeh. Okay. Fine. So that brings us down to Sif Tess. So basically all these, you're going to have Kriya by the Shiva Krovim, Rachman al-Itzlan, and you'll have Shiva by someone, perhaps Yitzias Nisham was not a relative, and maybe also for the Gadol Ador. There are two other scenarios that we won't get to today. Let's just mention them. Like if I would ask you, give me the three landscapes in Halach where you have Kriya. You have Kriya by a relative that dies, you have Kriya by singing the Beis HaMikdash B'Churbano, and you have Kriya by someone hearing Hashem's name being blasphemed. That we had this year in Sanhedrin. Those are the three landscapes where you have Hilchos Kriya. Okay? Fine. So let's get the Sif test now. We get to the differences now, more differences between Avivimo and Bli Nedarf. When we finish the Hilchos Kriya, we'll summarize all those differences. There may be like 7, 8 chilukim. Okay, Sif test. Al kol ha-meisim kulam, it says beferish. Al kol ha-meisim kulam. You know, before we do, let's do Sif test. Al kol ha-meisim, on all meisim, korei alav tefach bebeged ha-elyom. On all meisim, we do kriya a tefach on the beged ha-elyom with dayo. It's enough. Well, aviv imo korea kolbagadav, if you're wearing many layers, you do all your clothes, afilu lovish asara, achim agalalibo. Vimo kora kolbagadav lo yotza. You have to do all your clothes, and you're not yotza if you don't do all your clothes for aviv imo. The gorimbo, we scold the guy, the kolzman shosa beget olov, in cold his man, he's wearing that beget, omer lov kere, we tell him, rip, afilu achra shloshim, even after shloshim, because aviv imo, you could do liolim. That's why we have a minute to keep the ripped shirt on the whole shiva, you don't take it off. And let's get to Sif Yud, this din here about Aparkususo, okay? And then we'll put together testing Aparkususo, Ein Tzarech Likroa. What is Aparkususo? So that was in the Gemara here, on Chav Bezim and Aleph, okay? The Gemara says, What's the din about apikorsuso? We have to define what it is. The lashon of the Gemara in the middle of Chafezim is that apikorsuso ainam akevis. So what does that mean? So the three shittas in Rishonim what apikorsuso means. Okay, what does apikorsuso mean? So the parish there on the Gemara says it means a scarf on your head, something you wear on your head. That's what the parish says on the Gemara. Okay, then the Torah quotes a aruch that says it means big day zeya, like an undershirt. Okay? And then he quotes the smag, a third sheet that says it means a beged elyon, that's only worn with sneas, maybe like a trench coat or something like that. Those are the three sheets in Rishonim what apikorsuso means. Now, the Gemara said a strange language. It says enema kevis. What does enema kevis mean? So what does that mean? So that itself is another machlekes in Rishonim. So the Ravid says it means halacha lemaisa lechachila you should do kriya. It says enema kevis is a kriya, but you should do kriya on it. And the Ramban says that's not what it means. It means you don't have to do kriya. So the Beis Yosef actually says like the Ramban that you don't have to do kriya even lechachila. So we interpolate the phrase enema kevis as being you don't have to do it, even though normally in a makkevis means lechachili you should do it, but it's not makkev. Here we're assuming not that way. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud quotes the second and the third shittas in Rishonim. Apikorsuso, which was the Aruch and the Smag. Apikorsuso in Sarach lekrov v'yesh meforshim shu beged azeya hadavak lepsoro v'yesh meforshim dainu beged elyon shikorin kappa. U'poshet aminik shul lekrov akappa al shumeis. Afilo aviv imo v'likrol aviv imo gam acholuk shikorin kamaizi. Okay, so says the Ramah Haga bidinos elo ein nogin ken elein korin acholuk shal pishtun shu begetzeya v'lo asarba elyon aval sharba god of korev aviv imo v'sharmesim hamalbush elyon tachas asarba. So lemaisa, what do we do? So the Mechaber quotes lemaisa that you don't need to do kriya on this apikorsuso. And the Ramah says you don't do the, he quotes the Aruch Shita, you don't do the shirt that's Mekabel Zeah. So what does this mean practically? So if you look in the Taz, in Sifkot and Hay, the Taz says, the Eged Elyon is called the rock, or rake. That doesn't need Kriya, because you don't wear it all the time. You only wear it certain times. So if you say like that Taz, maybe a suit jacket you don't wear all the time, especially around the house. So to do kriya on the suit jacket, maybe to do that alone, certainly you wouldn't be yotze. So we do kriya definitely on the shirt. Definitely on the shirt. You wouldn't just do it on the suit jacket. Question is, will you do the shirt and the suit jacket? Because kol begadav by appearance. So the Masis Binyamin that the Taz quotes there, and if you look in the Shach here in the Nekudas HaKesef on the bottom here, Sifkot and Hay on the Taz, so he's Masbir, that a rock, however you pronounce it, requires kriya. Only the shul mantle doesn't require kriya. Because a beged that you wear only for one tachlis, for snias, that doesn't need kriya. But it's not enough to say I don't wear it all the time. Meaning the shach's taine on the taz is as follows. Meaning the taz's agdar is if you only wear it certain times, sometimes, that's not enough to be a beged to tear kriya on it. The Shach says, no, that's not true. If that's the Hagdari word, sometimes you would tear kriya on that. The beged that's putta from kriya is a beged that you only wear for one taklis and one taklis alone. That type of beged you don't need kriya. So maybe you could say a suit jacket, Lamaisa. It's hard to say that you wear it only for one purpose. So maybe tearing a suit jacket, maybe as goof of this machloike is Shach Taz. But to just do the suit jacket is wrong. You have to do the shirt for sure. Question is, should you do the suit jacket? So, okay, you can do the suit jacket as well, maybe based on what we're saying in this machlokas, but to make sure you just don't do the suit jacket. Now, if you wear a trench coat, that for sure is not going to be good. And an undershirt is for sure not going to be good. I think I once heard in the name of our Rebbe, Baron Soloveitchik Tzatzal, that he thought shirts, since we change it every day, that's big day Zeah. So then what do? You don't do the suit jacket, you don't do your undershirt, you don't do your shirt. So what are you going to do practically? So the meaning is we do the shirt, for sure, that's not big day Zeah. And that's considered to be what? that's considered to be for sure going to be good. So I think by apparent, if you want to do a suit jacket and a shirt, you can. But, you know, I don't think anyone can have a tie on if you didn't do the suit jacket. Okay? Yes, Zach, go ahead. Yeah, we're going to get to that right now. So let's just mention, Rabbi Avadia writes, he says that a sweater doesn't require kriya. And he says, of course, the handkerchief, or the scarf, a scarf doesn't need lamaisa. He says a sweater that's, for coldness, also she shouldn't tear kriya on. And a talus cotton, he says, is potter from kriya as well. And the Gesher HaChaim writes this also, that a talus cotton is potter from kriya in Amud Nun Tes. Okay? And he says if you have a real suffix about a certain jacket, he says don't wear it during Shiva. So then you won't have a problem. If you're unsure about it, then don't wear it. Yes, Yoni?
Would the din that a talus katan doesn't require kriya apply to Ashkenazim also? Because I think there's mafukus Ashkenazim Sephardim if it's a beged or not. If the talus katan is considered a beged.
Even Ashkenazim, we're not going to tear kriya for a talus katan. Okay? I don't think anyone does.
What's the reason that it falls into?
Yeah, it's because it's worn for one purpose, the purpose of the mitzvah. So therefore, you're not going to do it. Yes, Daniel.
Is it better to tear the jacket while being make on baltashivs?
Yeah, so that's why I think the jacket. I think that's a good question. I think for doing it for parents, I think I don't think you could call it baltashivs because we set it up. You have a sheet to rely on.
And then Kuzakas would say that's not going to be called baltashivs because we should.
Exactly. So that's why I think it's not a problem. But I think for others, for other krovim, I don't think you have to. If someone's there b'shas esis neshama, you only tear the begadim that were there b'shas esis neshama. So when my father's nifta, I was there as I mentioned, tore the kri on my shirt. I wasn't wearing a suit jacket.
Isn't there a din out if you put on new clothing over the course of shiva, you'll have to tear it?
Yes, that's true, Lomais. If you're going to wear it all the time. If you're going to wear it like for that day, you'd have to tear a kriya. We didn't get to that, but yes.
Would there be enough?
Would
there be enough me between a person who wears a suit on a day-to-day basis versus someone who wears it either like on special events or without?
I don't think so, Moshe. I think as far as you don't wear your suit jacket in your house all the time. That's the thing. If you do, then you would tear a kriya. But I don't think most people do, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the first things I do when I come home is I take my suit jacket off, right? So, but if you're a person that's very formal and maybe you always, there are people that are like that, they always wear a suit jacket, right? Then that's fine. I mean, I heard from Rav Avram Shur Shlita, the great Gaon, many years ago he came to Pesach, he was, before Rosh Hashanah, he was giving the Musar, and he told the Balabatim that they should always keep their tie on, and even in the house, because it's a notion of, you know, the family will respect them, in Kovodik. So there was a fellow who came over to me, he said, Rebbe, he said, it's a little strange, you know, he's not wearing a tie himself. He's telling me to wear a tie. I said, first of all, he's an Adam Gadol. Second of all, he's a chassid. Chassidim don't wear ties, you know. He's talking to Litvish people, you know. Okay, so it's interesting. But even if you keep your tie on, you know, people usually take the jacket off. So it depends on that. Okay, very good. Okay, let's get to the next. So we combine Tes and Yud. And that's another chiluk you have, that a shar is tefach, lev, and kol, one beged for the shar krovim, all the begadim for the, but not big day zeya. Okay. Let's get to now sif yud aleph. Okay, sif yud aleph. It says, echad ish vechad ish yishavim in kriya, el ish ish koros atachna machzirs lachrav achozer koros el yom. So this is the Gemara here on Chav Beis and Beis. Where there's a machlokes rishonim, whether it's a machlokes in tanoim or not. The next statement after that, afrakasuso enem akevis, is echad ish vechad isha. Reb Shimon Elazar or isha koras as a tachton machzei rasa lachor v'chaseres koresa elyon. So the Tanakama, at least the way the Mordechai, the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai here, that the halach is like the Tanakama, it's a machlokes. The Mordechai understood it's a machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon Elazar. And the Tanakama holds al pidin that a woman tears kriya like a man. We don't care about the sneis issues. Person won't have a yetzer hara about her when she's beis sara. So that's the Mordechai understood as a machlokes tanoim, and he passed like the Tanakama. The Rambam, the Beis Yosef, says is mashma like the Mordechai also as well. However, the Torah quotes that's not the shot in the Gemara. The Torah quotes that it's not a machlekes in Rishonim. I'm sorry, not a machlekes Tanoim. It's a the Rishim ben Elazar is coming to be masber the Tanakama. He's not being choylik, and he's coming to be masber, and therefore the distinction between the man and the woman is an issue of snius, and that's the way the Beis Yosef paskins that Rav Shimon Elazar is coming to say. So the woman is wearing two begadim, and she will tear kriya on the undergarment, the undershirt, and then she'll turn it around, so her kriya will be in her back, and then she'll do kriya on the outer one. And then the shirt, the undershirt will protect her so it won't be a lack of sneeze. And that's the what the Mechaber Paskin's like here. So we Paskin like the Tours Pshat against the Mordechai and the Rambam that it's not a Mechleikas Tanoim and that Reb Shimon Elazar was being Masbir to Tanakama. Now when you do the Kriya for as a Rav, you can't touch the woman, obviously. So you'll have another woman relative do it for her, you know, to help her. Because obviously you can't touch her. And, you know, that's the proper way to do it. I'll pee din. But again, you got to encourage them to do it. And the ribbons, as I said, you shouldn't do. You'd be nice about it, but just say, you know, we don't, that you do Kriya, you can do Kriya, or you're not going to do Kriya. I'm not going to help you to do to tear a ribbon. Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
So we told that when you do the inner garment, that she has to turn it. She goes into another room and turns it in.
Yeah, but usually, I mean, practically, she, you know, practically, you tell the woman before to bring a, you know, an outer, to bring an outer, to have two shirts, two layers, and halacha lamaisa, you know, she can, you know, hopefully the outer one will be the begging, you know, the under one will be like big desayas, you don't have to touch.
So
I'm saying practically.
Like
right, you could do what it says in the Gemara, but I'm saying practically the under level will be her big day. Say you won't touch, and the outer one will be the one you do kriya. Okay. Yes, Moshe.
If it's a beged, can we be
nakel
and not cut it?
Big day, we don't do right.
But
you tell her to bring it two layers so she can do kriya on the second one.
Maybe she doing kriya on the beged on the.
For our purposes, we view the second one as the shirt and the. First one is her big day zayah. You're not gonna practically do this and you know have her do the big day zayah and turn it around. I'm just saying that's what the Gemara has. Practically, you just do the second layer, and you'll be yotze with that. You don't have to tell her that you know that's in the Gemara. But we got to know the din. But theoretically, that's what you would do. Okay, all right. So that's Sif Yud Aleph. Okay. Now, let's get to what you had asked me earlier, Daniel, and that's on the bottom of the Gemara, towards the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis, and the Gemara says like this. It says right after that, then it says, Al kol ha-mesim kulun, ratza mavdil, kame safa shalo, ratza hena mavdil, al ovivima mavdil, reb yudomer, kol kriyash hena mavdil, kame safa shalo, hena elakara shal tiflis. So this is very interesting because there is... Two pshatim, we usually follow Rashi and Hurrius. There's a Rashi and Hurrius Daf Yud Beis that has the standard pshat of the din in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's read Sif Yud Beis because the Perush and the Gemara has a different pshat. We'll say that over. Let's first say what we paskin. Al kol ha-mesim r'motza menias sfas ha-beged shlema v'koreya misafu l'mata v'avim osark l'kro kol ha-safu. What it means here is that when it comes to aviv imo, you tear from the top of the collar all the way down, okay? Whereas by the shar krovim, if you want, you can meniach misvasa begin a little bit, and you move away from the collar, and halach lamaisim ratzah meniach svasa begin shlema, the korea me'asafu lamata. So you don't have to tear from the collar, but by a parent, you have to tear from the collar itself. Then the Ramah says, Yeshom al shar mesim sarkli kroa asafet. He says, af al shar mesim, you have to tear from the collar, and that's usually our minig, you tear from the top. But there's a theoretical, according to many pshatim in Rashi and Hurrius, the difference between aviv imo is you're going to tear from the collar, and other krovim, you'll start not from the collar, you'll start a little bit lower. But the Ramah says that's not the pshat, you tear everything. So what's the other pshat? The other pshat is that, do you actually tear the actual collar itself. So he has a different shot here. He says, "Rotzam av the kamei sofa shenu b'sofa shelifnei atzavar ele kamei sofa shelifnei atzofa shelifnei atzavar shenu krua the korea tachtav kedei sheyidnira hakera." See, according to this parish here, by shar krovin, you take the the neck opening and you just make it a little bigger. So it won't even be really recognizable. You tore a kriya. A guy on the street that sees it won't see necessarily that it's you did a special kriya for. But that's for shark roving. But for a parent, you have to do the way this parish learns. You have to do outside the actual neck opening, and you have to show that it's evident that it was for what for the parent. So that's a completely different shot. As I said, we usually follow Rashi and the Hurius. This shot not like the parish on the Gemara. But at the end of the day, we really start from the top, according to the Ramah, and you really should start from the top and tear down. And by a parent, obviously you have to do more. You have to do Achi Agalas Libo, Halacha L'maisa. But that's would come out to be a difference. But I want you to know those two pshatim in the Gemara, because the parish here is not the classical pshat of how you define what Shafik Kama is. Okay. That's Sif Yud Beis. We did Sif Yud Gimel. Okay, let's get to Sif Yud Dalet. When it comes to kalim, scissors, or can you use your yad? What's the din halacha l'maisa? Okay. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Dalet, kol ha'maisim rotza korea b'yad, rotza korea b'kli. You can do whatever you want. You can use your hand, or you can use your scissors. Now, practically, unless you're like the Hulk, that is, can bench 1,000 pounds, you, no matter who you are, no matter how strong you are, if you take your hands, you're going to be in trouble. So make sure you bring a scissors. As I said, I think a lot of the funeral directors, they always have a blade, but I would recommend not to do that, because I was once at a Levaya and he actually cut someone, and it was really bad. That's, it was not a good situation. So I always do the scissors, and you'll put your hand, as a buffer. So if anyone gets cut, you'll get cut with your hand. So you're going to start l'maisa of avimo b'yad. You must use a yad for avimo, but you have to start it with a kli. So if a guy's tearing kriya for a parent, you'll start it with the scissors. Then you tell him, use your hand to do the kriya. But by other krovim, you could do yad or kli. Recommend to do the kli because it's going to be much easier. So again, he says, "Akol ha'mesim rotsa korea biyad rotsa korea bekli al avivimo biyad akol ha'mesim impol lahachlif tok shiva yomim machlif." So what you mentioned before, Moshe, you want to switch your shirt, tok shiva machlif vena korea, that's on shar kroviv al avivimo machlif tok shiva korea kol abugadim shu machlif. Any clothes you put on new, you're going to have to tear kriya, and we discussed that in the beginning. Sure, the lumbus of that, because that's not shaschimum, right? But Lamaisa, that's talking about a situation where he had already done kriya that didn't know stuff like the taisas we started off with on Dafkov. Korea kol habegadim shumachlif enam achal olam. You can never sew it up. Kamo b'pama rishon like the first time. Then the Rama says akol ha'mesim yochol ha'chzer korol la'achorav tok shiva avalo avivimo. It should always be evident avivimo that the kriya is there. But by other mesim, you can actually turn it around. It's not considered to be a problem. Now, as I said, that the Rebbe Avadia and the Yaakov Yosef, and also the Geshe Chaim points out what I said, that even though by a parent you have to use a yad, but you can't do it, then start with the yad. You start with a kli, then you make sure the person does it with a yad, and he rips it well to fulfill what? To fulfill the mitzvah properly. Okay. Fine. Let's begin now Sif Ted Vov. Okay? Let's begin Sif Ted Vov. There is a loche of mending up the making sure we mend up the things we tore, and the question is, what can we do? Akol ha'mesim shoylo tofer tfira bilti shove. It means a sloppy type of mending. That's what shlila means. Akol ha'mesim shoylo on the shar mesim rechofer tfira bilti shove la'achar shiva u'ma'acha al'achar shloshim. After shiva for shar mesim, based on the Gemara here on the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis, the Gemara says it the very next din. It says, "Akol ha'mesim kulan sholo lachar shiva ma'achal lachar shloshim." Aviv imo sholo lachar shloshim in a ma'achal yolam. The Gemara here is a kafez and maze, the whole long brisa that we've been quoting the whole shir. So it says, In the Shulchan Aruch, Alkol Amesim Shol Tofer Tfira Built Yishav Alachas Shivim Akalach Shloshim Yom and Chilukim Pogamem a regular law. There's no chiluk as to whether what the regal yontif comes in the middle or not. Doesn't make a difference. I'll pee din. Okay, al aviv imo shol achar shloshim. You can do shlila aviv imo achar shloshim. Veinam achali olam. You can never do ichu. You can never mend it up perfectly for a parent forever. Va'isha sholalto la'alter make photo. A woman can do a sloppy mending shlila because of her kunner, because of what? Because of sneez. Then says the Ramah Hagah, the Chosman sh'asa lishlol afilu l'chaber rosh akriya ayedei machat, even to pin it up through a needle, usher. Anytime there's an isha shlila, even use a needle is considered shlila. That's sloppiness. V'yeshim akomos, shenogu l'hachmer afilu ashar meshim, and there are places, shenogu l'hachmer, that the meaning is to be machmer afilu ashar meshim, shlol lishlol tosh shloshim, not to do shlila tosh shloshim, afilu rosh akriya, asu l'chaber ayedei machat. He says, even the Rosh HaKriya is also to mend up through a needle. It's interesting that the Ramah says through a needle is considered to be, it's an interesting shaila nechol Shabbos about doing a diaper. In the old days they didn't have, Velcro. So there's a Korban Nisanel that says it's an Isser of Tfira to pin up a diaper. Halach l'maisa. So you'd have to do the diaper in a Derech Shinui. If you're a righty, you do it with your left hand. And because of Kavod HaBrias, it would be permissible. So this din is interesting, that even though you're not doing a mending that is a real mending, but a machat's considered to be like a shlila. It's considered to be like sewing it up, alpi din. So I thought it was an interesting comparison. I remember Shech Nishlita once said that Rav Lichtenstein was machmer for that Korban Nisanel, not to do... So I remember he said he was glad he wasn't around when Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal did the diapers for his baby, because you have to do it in a different way. Okay, but Lomaisa covered Abrius is docha. But you see that there's another distinction in this din that you can do you can't do a ma'achal olam. So you can't do it by a parent. You can never do ma'achal olam. Okay, let's get to Siftat Zion. It says al kol amesim ratzachol it's kosef al aviv yimo chayv lachlots kosef v'holich kach lefnei amita chiyakaber. This we don't do, Bizman Hazeh, but it's based also on the Gemara here, and that is about revealing one's shoulder. Do you do chalitza? Reveal one's shoulder? So on the Shar Mesim, you do Imratza Choletz, if you want to, Lamais Imratza Choletz Kotev, Av Ovimo, there is no option. You have a chiv to do it, and you should walk in front of the kever, the Aron, until the kever like that. If the son is a great tamachok, it's not kvodo, Lamaisi doesn't have to. I'll pee din. Because it's kind of like the din of what Zakim and kvodo, like we said before. And could he be machmir? Again, I think that would be totally in that machlokes, the Ram, the Rush that we said, how you view midas chasidis. Is it a din prati or is it a din klali? If it's a din prati, then you could. If it's a din klali, then it wouldn't be what? It wouldn't be proper. This din we don't do, bisman hazeh, of chalitzis kotev. But again, it's another distinction between aviv imo. Okay, let's just finish up. I want to finish up the Sif Yud Zayin, and then we'll dive in Mincha. Nasi doyma la'av l'chalitzas katef. L'kroa b'b'chutz l'ichwi kol ha'koyrim al-chachem shemes kemen shechziru pneyem achori amita sholin u'ma'achin l'machar. L'chachem shebashim waso sholo bo b'yom u'ma'achin l'machar. V'al nasi v'al rabba muvak sholo l'machar v'in ha'machali olam. Al chacham cholitz miyomin val avbezim ismol val nasi mikan lakan val avivim al rabba muvak rotzim mikan mikan vim rotzah cholitz shtein. And then the Ramah does away with this. V'yeshom d'achshav bismanazel lo nagu lachlotz kosef klal chen nagin idna. And that's what the Ramah is going on Siftet Zion as well. We don't do it. So I just want to mention it though, because it's good as a comparison. And that is that when we talk about a rabba muvak, so it's interesting that he's compared to Aviv Imo. And he says, Ratzimikan, Ratzimikan, Ratzacholet Shtein. So the Machaber says that Anasi is like a father, Legabe Chalitzas Kotev, Legabe Kriya. And all the Krim on a Chacham Shemes, once you leave the Levaya, you can do Lamachar Shli Lamacha. And a Chacham Shebosh Muaso that you're close with, you're Ma'ach Lamachar. But a Rabba Muvak, and this is what I want to bring out, is like a parent, that it's Eina Ma'achal Olam. So let's just close with this. Where do we find that the parent is like Rabbo Mufak? So the Rambam and the Briskarov develops this at great length that a when it comes to a generic Talmid Chacham, there's a halacha of Hidur, Badarta Pnei Zaken. It's called glorifying a Talmid Chacham. That's by a Rabbo Shein Mufak or a generic Talmid Chacham. But when it comes to a Rabbo Mufak or a parent, that halacha is not just of Hadarta, but it's a halacha of Kibud V'mora. And the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim compares Rabbo Mufak to a parent. And he says that the din of Kibud V'mora is a din of Mechila, you can be Meichel, and it's a din of Mole Einov. You have to get up, if you see them 15 miles away, and you have to get up for them even in a bathroom, even in a Beis HaMirchatz, halacha l'maisa, and it is nitan l'mechilu, says the Briskarov, shot in the Rambam. So here you see again, based on the Gemara, that Gemara Mechaber compares Rabbo Mufak with a parent. And if you're going to tear Kriya, even like we said, we did away with all these dinim, but the Ramah did say maybe by Rabbo Mufak it still exists. It is another raya for this Briskarov in Ilchos Kriya that it's Eina Ma'acha Le'olam. That a Rabbo Mufak is like a what? Is like a parent. And the same din by a parent is in a machlom is the same din for Rabbo Mufak. Al pi halacha. Because that mandates kibud v'mora. And therefore, that's why by a regular Talmid Chacham, you don't get up for him in a Beis HaKiseh, Beis HaMirchatz. It's only Dalai Lama's you get up from. You don't get up from Mole Einav. And it's not Nitan L'Mechila, according to the Rambam. Because you're giving cover to the Torah. You're not giving cover to him. But the Rabbo Mufak, he generates it. The parent, the father, mother, they generate it. Therefore, they're the Bailam on it. They can be Meichel, says the Briskarov. That's the Chiddush of the Briskarov. So I thought this fits in quite well, that the halacha of what, even by Hilchos Kriya, that were not ma'ache, halacha l'maisa, by a Rabbo Mufak and a parent. Because it's that halacha. And that's how he's mazbe, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that I think it was Rabba's chasana, Rabba's son's chasana, he's pouring drinks, and the other Rambam didn't get up. So Rashi says he got upset. So he should have gotten up, they should have gotten up a little bit when he was pouring the drinks. So that's how Rashi learns. The Briskarov says the Rambam learns he got upset with them al pidin, because to him he wasn't the Rabbo Mufak; he was a generic Talmid Chacham. So that's not nitan l'mechila. So they should have gotten up. And it's a Briskarov. He wasn't upset with them personally. He was upset with them because they didn't do the din properly. So it's a Briskarov. You follow what I'm saying? According to Rashi, was upset personally. According to the Briskarov and the Rambam, was upset that they didn't do the din properly. Now the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like this. The Shulchan Aruch writes, the Briskarov points this out, the Shulchan Aruch writes that Hidur is also Nitan L'Mechila, not just Kibud V'mora. But regarding the topology, though, of this din of Eino Ma'ache, that Lamaisa fits very well, that a parent is like Rabbo Mufak, and then that we wouldn't be Ma'ache. But like I said, the Ramah does away with this din, unless by Rabbo Mufak, the Ramah did still have it a little bit. And the Gadol Hador, we said some people do for also. So it would make sense that Beged you tore for your Rabbo Mufak or the Gadol Hador, we would not be Ma'acha L'maisa Leol. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Ellie, we got Dav Mincha.
Last year, Miller and Gross was very mistook up over whether to tear on his right side or his left side based on whether he felt that Rav Aaron was his Rabbi Mufak or the Gadol Hador.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He ended up tying on his right. Tearing on his right.
Uh-huh. Based on what we said, we do it on the left.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Listen, Avin Mincha, we'll continue tomorrow, but we got to try to finish it up. We'll see how far we get. But